Why are greenways so important?
Well, it depends on what your vision for your city is and the citizens in it. If it's a quality of life issue, then greenways plays directly into that quality of life component for your city. First of all, ways of getting around your city without necessarily, as they say, getting in your car and using a gallon of gas to get a gallon of milk, but also for kids to get to parks. We have some of the finest programs and finest facilities and safest parks we've ever had in the history of America, and yet never before has it been so difficult for kids to get there. We all recognize the fact anymore that we need more exercise. Where do we go to get it? We can't jog along the streets that we live on. Oftentimes the sidewalks in our neighborhoods are either not there at all or in such poor condition that they're not easy to navigate. So trails and greenways play an important part in connecting your city together and really creating opportunities and adventures for business, opportunities for parks, opportunities for destinations to be linked together in safe, clean corridors so they can be accessible.
What do you think of the Little Sugar Creek Greenway?
We just finished doing a tour on it, and geez, what an incredible project you're working on. It's not only got a lot of opportunities, but there's a lot of development already occurring. We look today at some of the redevelopment of some of the old housing along there. I think it's going to be a premier piece for your community.
So you've just explained the merits of greenways, and yet yesterday at a seminar on open space that I attended, a city planner from the High Point Greensboro area says open space is often an afterthought in planning. Why is it that land planning just doesn't seem to get prioritized as it should be?
If you go back a century ago to when George Kessler was advocating open space in communities, or Olmsted, who was the creator of Central Park, worked in communities all over this country advocating parkways and wider street and the whole parkway system along our rivers and streams. Today, we've become so seized on the fact that we've got to maximize every little piece of real estate out there. A lot of the 20th century was spent with the highest and best use being development. I think we're just now starting to realize that when we develop a community and don't leave space that connects, don't leave space that ends up being pleasant just to drive down, walk down, or go through your community on, or play ball in, or any run the dog, or any number of things, it's a real loss. And I think we're coming to the realization that green space and planning is a lot more valuable than we once thought it was. And again, it goes right back into the quality of life we want to see in our communities.
Do you see a change in that attitude? Is it becoming a little higher up on the priority list?
Absolutely. You know, in Indiana and in Indianapolis and communities I've spoke to around the country, 15, 20 years ago, we were talking about greenways, and the comment was, well, we don't want any of that. We don't need that. We're not those kind of people. And now everybody wants greenways. This year in Indiana, we had $21 million in transportation enhancement grants to build trails with, and we have $85 million worth of requests. That's the kind of demand that's out there. In fact, the supply of money and the supply of land opportunities has not kept up with the demand anymore.
You know, the start of the Little Sugar Creek Greenway and this metropolitan development, will that make a real impact on Charlotte? Will we see something completely different in the near future?
Charlotte is a great example. Indianapolis is a great example. And they're very similar cities. Today, we are in competition with every other city in America, and I believe, before too long, we'll be in competition with every other city in the world as to whether or not people want to live here. Go to communities where they haven't looked at greenways, where they haven't looked at open space, where they've committed everything to industry or development and left nothing, and they're not places people live in today. Everybody today is looking for a quality of life. People will pay premiums to live in better neighborhoods, to live in connected neighborhoods. And if we want to make all of our cities more livable, then we've got to look at connectivity and green space and connecting those green spaces together to destinations that people can go to.
Ray Irvin, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, well, thank you.